New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says for now he'll stop pushing for ethics reforms. Even though both leaders of the legislature were convicted on corruption charges, Cuomo could not convince lawmakers to approve significant ethics reform during the 2016 session. Meanwhile, his administration is under investigation by the U.S. Attorney. Karen DeWitt reports.
The governor speaking in Buffalo recently after signing a bill to crack down on heroin and opioid addiction says he's given up on the issue for now.
There's no point to calling them back because the measures they didn't do, they don't want to do.
The governor says the next route is to hold a constitutional convention when the next opportunity comes up in a couple of years. In the background of all the public events that the governor's been holding recently is the ongoing federal probe of Cuomo's economic development programs by the U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. Bharara, speaking on the weekend news show ABC This Week, told host George Stephanopoulos that he expects to prove that there's corruption in the Cuomo administration, as well as in New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's office, which is also facing federal probes.
We have found that corruption is rife in a lot of institutions in New York and throughout New York. That's true in the legislature. It's also the case that there's corruption, we believe, in the executive branches as well. And we'll ferret it out wherever we find it.
The governor's been saying ever since the news of the investigation broke in late April that his staff is cooperating with the U.S. attorney.
We have many people in our administration who have been talking to the U.S. attorney's office. I said any way that we can be helpful, we will be.
Cuomo's also hired his own private investigator to look into the federal prosecutor's accusations. That move was criticized by Bharara, who said the most effective corruption investigations are those that are truly independent. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.